coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Faith That Functions with Pastor Gordon Naumann.
Hello, everyone. If you are just tuning in, this is Lutheran Radio UK. Welcome. You are about to hear the first of many episodes on a series called Faith That Functions. Today we're going to look at Revelation 7, verses 9 to 17, which is the epistle lesson for All Saints' Day just passed. From the English Standard Version it reads, "And it was said with a loud voice, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Here we are reminded once more that our God is not a God of the dead, but of the living. Clearly people worship him on earth, but by our text it is also obvious that people worship him face to face in heaven as well. And not only people, but angels. Today we recognize that those who have died in Christ are not dead, but alive, as Christ himself is alive and lives forevermore. And it is also clear that angels are not some fictitious creature made up by the church, but are very real. They are continually in his presence. We see in detail that Christ's body, the church, comprises not only the saints on earth, but also the saints in heaven. So let's appreciate and consider what this means. One thing, it means that during our earthly lives anyway, one can't be any nearer to the saints in heaven than we already are in the divine service, where we receive the Word of God, where he dwells with us. On any given Sunday, as your pastor is offering you Christ's body and blood in Holy Communion, where we gather to confess that we are in union with Christ, we are able to see the truth of all that surrounds us. Listen to how the book of Hebrews describes it. "You have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. You have come to innumerable angels in festive gathering, to the church of the firstborn, whose names have been written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood which speaks a better word than Abel's." And this was in Hebrews 12. So when you and I gather for a divine service, we aren't the only ones present. The angels of heaven are with us. No, they don't receive Christ's body and blood for the forgiveness as we do, but they are present. For whatever reason, to share this experience of being in the presence of God with us. Again, though the angels do not need such sacramental eating and drinking for the necessary application of comfort from salvation, which we need, Hebrews 2, we shall recall the Panis Angelicus, referred to in Psalm 78, which is the reception by angels of manna from heaven, which will add to the richness of the mystery that God's angels are also present with us in the context of communion even, though what they consume is a different mysterious bread. So no, the angels are not consuming Christ's body and blood, but what we are told is that they are present at the festivities. So we can still express that they are sharing fully in worshiping God with us. But let us now get to the concept of whether or not the saints of old are still communing with us. For I think it's clear from our text that the spirits of the righteous, having already been made perfect, certainly are communing with us. These are the human saints of heaven, having been perfectly sanctified, now enjoying their inheritance in full. Why? Because even though they are not eternal as God is eternal, they are at least outside of time, and so they are still able to be anywhere that has any connection to the everlasting feast, and that means now, also in time. Just as we worship God here, as Jesus is here, and as I certainly did most correctly state earlier, that he will most profoundly be with us in his body and blood in the divine service, giving to us tangible proof of our communion with him, tangible proof that we are receiving our inheritance now of his New Testament forgiveness. There is no doubt that the saints of old continued to worship God, for it is the same inheritance which the saints of old received, is it not? So if in any sense we are already receiving this inheritance now, then again, as our text states, surely those who had already tasted what we taste today and are now in heaven taste with us, even in this day and age, and are unified with us. And that is why some speak of communing with those on both sides of the altar. The saints in heaven, the holy ones of God, human and arguably angelic, are not so distant that they cannot share or celebrate with us this very feast. I'm not just talking about what's eaten and drunk. I'm talking about koinonia. I'm talking about true fellowship. I'm talking about sharing, participating and joining in with all those who can in any way be described as saintly, who are directly involved in the adoration of the Lamb who was slain. If anything, angels and those that are now departed in the faith celebrate koinonia more fully than we do, as they are perfect and in the presence of God always. Again, surely what we receive in our communion is but a taste of what they have. We conjecture about whether they are able to commune with us, but it's the other way round. We are given but a glimpse into the divine, into heaven. Again, Hebrews says that they surround us. They are that magnificent cloud of witnesses worshiping with us and encouraging us to run the race of faith, described in Hebrews 12. No, the angels and perfected men and women with God now don't receive communion for their forgiveness anymore. But why does that mean that they are not in communion with us? What a rich image it is, and surely it's why we sing, O blessed communion, fellowship divine, we feebly struggle, they in glory shine, yet all are one in thee, for all are thine. That is the fourth stanza of the great hymn For All the Saints. Is this wrong, or does this not speak of a great truth? You're listening to Faith That Functions with myself, Pastor Gordon Naumann. We're going to take a break now, and when we come back, we're going to continue with more on breaking down the barriers, so to speak, between this world and the next. Stay tuned, because we're going to be right back. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK.
If you like what you're listening to, then let your contacts know about Lutheran Radio UK. Use the Spread the Word function on our website, lutheranradio.co.uk. And tell your friends on Facebook and Twitter. Alternatively, you can write the emails of your contacts in the Tell a Friend field at the bottom of our main page, and we'll send them a personalized invitation to listen. Help us to proclaim the good news of Christ by telling others about Lutheran Radio UK. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, and we will keep you right up to date about our programs.
Careful now, children. Have a good weekend, and don't forget to bring your homework on Monday morning.
Hey, Gabby, do you want to come and play with us?
Cool, when?
Sunday morning.
Sorry, I can't. I got Sunday school.
School on Sunday? Don't you get bored?
Do I get bored of learning how much Jesus loves me? Of course not.
How about homework?
I love it, because Sunday school is about Jesus' work for us.
Bring your children to Sunday school. Our Sunday schools are all about Jesus and to all God's children. Find out where your nearest Lutheran congregation is on lutheran.co.uk.
The British Lutheran is the magazine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England. Published 6 times per year, it looks at topical issues as well as local and international Lutheran news. The magazine also provides a forum for viewpoints and opinions that help us all consider what following Jesus means today. If you would like a free copy of the British Lutheran, contact the ELCE Central Office in Cambridge on central@lutheran.co.uk and ask for a copy to be sent to you. The British Lutheran, the magazine of the ELCE.
Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. We hope that you are enjoying our program because it's all about Christ and to all God's people.
Before the break, we were talking about the potential divide between this realm and the next. I'm using the text from Revelation 7. I'll quote this line, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." Who doesn't sing that? Whether you're a saint from this realm or the next, we all see the vision of St. John, who sees everyone who believes in Jesus, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." Everyone who believes in Jesus. We looked at several texts from Hebrews. We're now being given a glimpse into how we continue to worship God, the liturgy of heaven. This is what the angels and saints of old do before our God for all eternity. We are included in that number because we too shall live forever. We will join the everlasting throng. We will be with the saints in heaven and are so to be considered with the saints in heaven. Though certain things are hidden from our eyes today, one day they will never be hidden. So now we're going to continue with this meditation, this devotion to God's Word. If you, the listener, have any questions or comments, send an email to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Back to the text. Just before the break, I mentioned a hymn, "For All the Saints." In all the stanzas, we are reminded that by grace we too will one day join that triumphant victory celebration without end. All the saints gathered as one, standing before the throne of God and the Lamb, clothed in white garments, living out to the full the victorious life Christ won for us by dying on a cross and rising again as the Lamb who was slain, but now lives never to die again. And that means joining those who partake of the eternal feast. The body and blood of Christ is our feast, whether we need forgiveness or are already perfectly sanctified for the rest of our lives, now and forever. For Christ is our feast. Just as wondrously, then, we have these other creatures joining in with the saints in worshipping the blessed Trinity, the angels, the elders, and the 4 living creatures. They sing about the salvation God purchased for humanity by His grace. Their focus as they worship God's Son is His redeeming work as the sacrificial Lamb of God. We know this because the words of the angels were overheard by St. John, who overheard them saying to Jesus, "You were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation, and you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." And then I looked and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads, thousands upon thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." That's the liturgy of heaven. The liturgy centers on the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. What we are to see today is that as it is in heaven, so it is on earth. Christian worship, which is Christ-centered, worship as it is supposed to be, as we know, points us away from ourselves and toward Jesus Christ and what He wants to give us. Even the name Divine Service is a reminder that we are here to receive God's service to us through His Word and Sacrament. Salvation belongs to our God, the saints cried out with a loud voice. And that is what he gives us in the divine service, his word, and what we look forward to every Sunday, every week, with his sacrament. During their earthly lives, the saints of old and even today have come through their share of troubles. They have had their share of tribulation, of heartache and pain. We struggle day by day, but we hang on even when it seems hopeless. We are people for whom faith doesn't come easily. We're sinners. We're people who struggle to trust in God, to believe, to even keep the faith. We're tempted to deny that we would do anything against God. Is that not so? Yet by faith we know that there is a Redeemer, that God has provided Christ, who died on a cross for us, rose from the grave, and lives to intercede for all those who trust in him as Savior. Our faith is sustained by the very Spirit of God working in our souls and who dwells in us. We are not yet living in that resting place that St. John saw. We're yet in the church militant, meaning that we are presently still the church that continues to struggle, awaiting permanent deliverance. But the church in heaven and the church on earth are not two different churches. This is the point. Because we are one church, one communion, we draw strength from that. It is indeed as we sing, O blessed communion, fellowship divine, we feebly struggle, they in glory shine, yet all are one in thee, for all are thine. Alleluia! The tribulation to which the book of Revelation refers is the life of the Christian under the cross. All Christians experience this. Suffering and distress, they seem inseparable from us, as the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh assault and attack us. Temptation, failure, doubt, and frustration afflict all Christians, as they afflict all people. But good news, brothers and sisters in Christ, the saints, these that have come out of the great tribulation, now face to face with God, are not intrinsically different from us. Their holiness is the same as ours, purchased with the blood of Jesus, which cleanses all of us, you and me, from all sin. This is what our text is telling us. These are they who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They wear the pure white robe of Christ's righteousness, which covers their shame and wraps them in his pardon and peace, just as we do. It is only through the righteousness of our Redeemer, Jesus Christ, that they delight in the eternal presence of the living God, and so shall we. We are one with the saints in heaven because we are one with our Lord Jesus Christ. In heaven, among the prophets and apostles, martyrs and confessors, there is that multitude of ordinary Christians. We may not know them all by name, but God certainly does, for they all lived and died trusting in Christ Jesus, and they are standing or sitting and kneeling next to you in church on Sunday. Although hidden from our eyes, all of this is still present. One day, you and I will see it in its full splendor. Then we too will shine with Christ's glory. May he, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, be praised and honored now and forevermore, as we have seen the glimpse from St. John. Amen. You've been listening to Faith That Functions. My name is Pastor Gordon Naumann. I serve a quaint little congregation in Cardiff, Wales, and you can find us at stdavidcardiff.webs.com. Thank you for listening. God bless you, and I look forward to speaking to you soon.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.